Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Today we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 10. Prahlad, the best among exalted devotees. Text 49. Sarvaya Brahma Mahavimrigya Kaivalya Nirvana Sukhanubhuti Priya Suhridva Kalu Matuleya Atmarhaniyo Viti Krid Gurush Cha Savayam Brahma Mahavimrigya
Savayam Brahma Mahavimrigya
Kaivalya Nirvana Sukhanubhuti
Kaivalya Nirvana Sukhanubhuti
Priyasuridva Kalumatuleya
Priyasuridva Kalumatuleya
Atmarhaniyo Vidikrit Guruscha
Atmarhaniyo Vidikrit Guruscha
Savayam Brahma Mahavimrigya
Savayam Brahma Mahavimrigya
Kaivalya Nirvana Sukhanubhuti
Kaivalya Nirvana Sukhanubhuti
Priyasuhridva Kalumatuleya
Priyasuhridva Kalumatuleya
Atmarhaniyo Vidikrit Guruscha
Atmarhaniyo Vidikrit Guruscha
Savayam Brahma Mahavimrigya
Savayam Brahma Mahavimrigya
Kaivalya Nirvana Sukhanubhuti
Kaivalya Nirvana Sukhanubhuti
Priyasuridva Kalumatuleya
Priyasuridva Kalumatuleya
Atmarhaniyo Vidikrit Guruscha
Atmarhaniyo Vidikrit Guruscha Savayam Brahma Mahavimrigya Savayam Brahma Mahavimrigya Kaivalya Nirvana Sukhanubhuti
Kaivalya Nirvana Sukhanubhuti
Priyasuridva Kalu Matuleya
Priyasuridva Kalu Matuleya
Atmarhaniyo Vidikrit Guruscha
Atmarhaniyo Vidikrit Guruscha
Savayam Brahma Mahavimrigya
Savayam Brahma Mahavimrigya
Kaivalya Nirvana Sukhanubhuti
Kaivalya Nirvana Sukhanubhuti
Priyasuridva Kalu Matuleya
Priyasuridva Kalu Matuleya
Atmarhaniyo Vidikrit Guruscha
Atmarhaniyo Vidikrit Guruscha
Savayam Brahma Mahavimrigya
Savayam Brahma Mahavimrigya
Kaivalya Nirvana Sukhanubhuti
Kaivalya Nirvana Sukhanubhuti
Priyasuridva Kalu Matuleya
Priyasuridva Kalu Matuleya
Atmarhaniyo Vidikrit Guruscha
Atmarhaniyo Vidikrit Guruscha
What it is?
That.
Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna.
Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna.
Bah. Also.
Also.
I am
this.
Brahma.
Brahma.
The impersonal Brahman.
The impersonal Brahman.
Which is an emanation from Krishna.
Which is an emanation from Krishna.
Mahat.
Mahat.
By great personalities.
By great personalities.
Vimrigya.
Vimrigya.
Searched for.
Searched for.
Kaivalya.
Kaivalya.
Oneness.
Nirvana Sukha,
Nirvana Sukha, of transcendental happiness,
of transcendental happiness.
Anubhuti,
Anubhuti,
the source of practical experience,
source of practical experience.
Priya,
Priya,
very very dear,
very very dear.
Suhrit,
Suhrit,
well wisher,
well wisher.
Va,
Va,
of you,
of you.
Kalu,
Kalu,
indeed.
Matuleya,
the son of a maternal uncle.
Atma,
exactly like body and soul together.
Arhaniya,
worshipable, because he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Vidikrit,
yet he serves you as,
yes, he serves you as
an order carrier.
An order carrier.
There are different brackets and sort of the way things are interspersed here. Dividing things up. Guru.
Guru.
Your supreme advisor.
Your supreme advisor.
Cha.
Cha.
As well.
As well.
Translation. The impersonal Brahman is Krishna himself, because Krishna is the source of the impersonal Brahman. He is the origin of the transcendental bliss sought by great saintly persons. Yet he, the Supreme Person, is your most dear friend and constant well-wisher, and is intimately related to you as the son of your maternal uncle. Indeed, he is always like your body and soul. He is worshipable, yet he acts as your servant, and sometimes as your spiritual master. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. There is always a difference of opinion about the absolute truth. One class of transcendentalists concludes that the absolute truth is impersonal, and another class concludes that the absolute truth is a person. In Bhagavad Gita, the absolute truth is accepted as the Supreme Person. Indeed, that Supreme Person himself, Lord Krishna, instructs in Bagavad Gita, Brahmano hi pratishtaho, mata parataram nanyat. The impersonal Brahman is my partial manifestation, and there is no truth superior to me. That same Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, acted as the supreme friend and relative of the Pandavas, and sometimes he even acted as their servant by carrying a letter from the Pandavas to Dhritarashtra and Duryodhana. Because Krishna was the well-wisher of the Pandavas, he also acted as guru by becoming the spiritual master of Arjuna. Arjuna accepted Krishna as his spiritual master, shishyastehaṁ sarimaṁ tvaṁ prapānāṁ. And sometimes Krishna chastised him. For example, the Lord said, aśaucyaṁ aṅgaśaucyaś tvaṁ pragyavādaṁ ca bhāṣase. While speaking learned words, you are mourning for what is not worthy of grief. The Lord also said, Kutas tva kajmalami dam, vishame samulpastitam. My dear Arjuna, how have these impurities come upon you? Such was the intimate relationship between the Pandavas and Krishna. In the same way, a pure devotee of the Lord is always with Krishna through thick and thin. His way of life is Krishna. This is the statement of the authority, Sri Narada Muni. Sava ayam brahma mahatmimrindya, kaivalya nirvana sukhana bhuti, priya surivva kalumatuleya, admarhaniyo vidikrit guruscha. The impersonal Brahman is Krishna himself, because Krishna is the source of the impersonal Brahman. He is the origin of the transcendental bliss sought by great saintly persons. Yet he, the Supreme Person, is your most dear friend and constant well-wisher, and is intimately related to you as the son of your maternal uncle. Indeed, he is always like your body and soul. He is worshipable, yet he acts as your servant, and sometimes as your spiritual master. Sri Chaitanya Vishnu Stavitam Yena Mutade Swami Pukinamaya Pudati Swami Nantikam Vajagap Taruvya Strike Vasani Vyeda Chapati Dada Pavani Vyo Vaishnavi Vyeda Mondaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Bhavanityananda Sri Adaya Vidata Shiva Sri Gaura Bhakti Vinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Rama. So the hymn, the purport, Srila Prabhupada is referring to the well-known controversy, famous and perennial controversy. It's just been going on since time immemorial. Is the absolute truth impersonal or a person? So that debate has been there such a long time. Actually, practically eternally, really, that debate has been existing. And due to the nature of the material energy which deludes the minds of the conditioned souls, at least in the minds of some people, it has not been resolved yet. And actually, we don't really imagine it will be resolved in the minds of some people at least, because this is the material world. And to have misconceptions is not something unusual, but rather it is something usual. It is the normal state of affairs, and to have some proper understanding and everything nicely in balance and clear, that is rather quite unusual within this material world. So actually, of course, the fact is that the absolute truth is a person, is the Supreme Person. And there is an impersonal feature to the absolute truth, but that is just one aspect of the Supreme Person. So it cannot really be divorced from his personality. And Srila Prabhupada, or rather Narada Muni, in fact, in the verse itself, is making that point in terms of Achintya Bhedabhedtattva philosophy, the philosophy of simultaneous but somewhat inconceivable oneness and difference between the Lord and the impersonal Brahman, and everything, ultimately. So, there is a oneness there. So Narada Muni is saying that the impersonal Brahman is Krishna. Of course, in other places we may see that it is his effulgence, it is his impersonal spiritual energy, or we may see, and we do see in Bhagavad Gita, as Srila Prabhupada gives the reference here, Brahmano hi pratisht aham. Pratishta means that it is established, it is standing there on that. Brahmano hi pratisht aham. In that verse, Krishna is saying that impersonal Brahman, it is standing on me. It is established on me. Yes, I am the foundation, in other words, and I am supporting that. So it is not independent from me, but here, Narada Muni is being even more emphatic, really, that impersonal Brahman, it is Krishna. It is Krishna, being his energy and an integral part of his being, ultimately. So you cannot. So at least you can see it as being directly a manifestation or directly him. Although in other places, of course, this is all part of a Chinchabeda-Veda tattva, oneness and difference. So from certain perspectives, you can also see the element of difference there. But that oneness, that element of oneness, is also there. So, in the verse, well, Srila Prabhupada has really sort of taken the statement of the verse and really articulated it in very clear language that Sava Ayam Brahma, that he, who is the he? It is he who was talked about in the previous verse, that intimate relative and very close associate, dear friend, relative, associate, in so many respects, very, very close, affectionate associate of Maharaj Yudhisthira, who Narada Muni is in fact speaking to here, that very dear associate of Maharaj Yudhisthira, Lord Krishna, who was there for Maharaj Yudhisthira under all circumstances, whatever happened, however bad it got, Krishna was there for Maharaj Yudhisthira, right behind him, right with him, giving him all assistance and all mercy. So, Sa, that same person, Sava, I am Brahma, Mahat Vibhrivya. So he is also that supreme Brahman, Vimrigya, that the great transcendentalists and spiritually minded, so many spiritually minded people and philosophically minded people have been searching for. That same Brahman, supreme Brahman, Krishna, he is that same supreme Brahman. All these people have been searching for since time immemorial. Kaivalya, Nirvana Sukha, those people who have been looking, searching for that oneness, that transcendental bliss of becoming one with that Brahman. It's him. It's actually Krishna. Ultimately, it's Krishna. So that same person, that same Supreme Brahman, who all these great people, they're very special people, they've been searching for, not ordinary people. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna makes that point, that out of many thousands among them, Manusyanam Sahasration, out of many thousands of Manya, only a few may be interested even to understand these spiritual subject matters. Manusyanam Sahasration, Kastuvyatati Siddhaya. Only a few of them are interested. And out of those rare persons, only a few of them may achieve that type of perfection. And of course, what to speak of understand Krishna. So, those people who are even interested to understand this impersonal absolute truth. So out of these rare people, these rare people are trying to understand the absolute truth, but he is the friend of Maharaj Yudhisthira. He is the advisor. He he is even sometimes the messenger. And in so many respects, Lord Krishna was intimately connected with Maharaj Yudhisthira. So intimately connected, just like we see, at least on the material platform, that in family affairs, particularly, well, in Western society nowadays, the families are becoming more separate from each other, but in Indian society, even today, we see the extended family and so many relatives are there, and all very intimately connected, even though someone may be, by Western standards, a cousin, but by those standards, he's a brother. So the intimacy, the connection, becomes very deep, and of course on the material platform, the entanglement becomes extremely deep. With so surrounded by so many family members and controlled by them and unable to do so many things because of that loving network. So the connection between Lord Krishna and Maharaj Yudhisthira was also like that. That Lord Krishna, he was so intimately related with them. Their business was so much his business, because of that intimate connection. Their problems were his problems. He accepted them like that. That Narada Muni says that he's like your body and soul. The connection is so close. It's so intimate. Yes, so it's like that. Even there's one incident in Mahabharata where Duryodhana is insulting and threatening Maharaj Yudhisthira, and Lord Krishna becomes angry and tells Duryodhana, you better watch out, otherwise I'll take care of you. And Duryodhana says, oh, what's your problem? I have no problem with you, it's Yudhisthira. Then Krishna said that you should know that anyone who is a friend of Maharaj Yudhisthira is my friend. And anyone who is an enemy of Maharaj Yudhisthira, I take that person as an enemy. So in other words, in this verse here, and the previous verse also, the point is being made very vividly that the connection between Maharaj Yudhisthira and Lord Krishna was very, very strong. And that Lord Krishna gave Maharaj Yudhisthira great, great mercy. Of course, the context is that Narada Muni has just explained the good fortune of Prahlad Maharaj in being delivered by Lord Nrsingadev, saved by Lord Nrsingadev, and favored in many ways by Lord Nrsingadev. The Lord even personally appeared to save him. And there were two verses just immediately before here, two verses in which Narada Muni was telling Maharaj Yudhisthira that Prahlad Maharaj is such an amazing devotee that if you just hear about him, in two verses, one after the other, in each verse, he says, if you just hear about him, you'll be liberated. You'll go back to Godhead. So Narada Muni was then, Prabhupada explained in the previous purport, Narada Muni was watching Maharaj Yudhisthira's reaction, and he detected that Maharaj Yudhisthira, in his humility as an advanced devotee, might have been feeling a little demotivated, that, oh, what am I? I'm trying to be a devotee. For so many years I've tried to be a devotee. But when did Krishna ever appear just like that to save me? though I had to struggle in the forest for so many years. And so when will I become a devotee like Prahlad Maharaj? Probably never. Oh, what sort of useless person am I? So Prabhupada explains like that, that Narada Muni observed that Maharaj Yudhisthira was feeling a little disheartened. So in the previous verse and this verse that we're reading, and this verse, so Narada Muni is making it clear to Maharaj Yudhisthira, actually, you don't need to get depressed about it. You got the mercy too. In fact, you really got the mercy. Because Krishna, it's not that he just appeared like that and saved you and then went, as he did with Prahlad. He's been with you your whole life. He is practically non-different from you. The relationship is so close. You are so dear to him. So your position is even higher. So he's been giving different examples of the particular relationships that Lord Krishna accepted. They're very intimate. Here he says, he is your Priya Suhrit. Prabhupada translates Priya not just as dear, not just as very dear, but very, very dear. Yes, so it's really something special. Suhrit, well-wisher. He's got your interests at heart so much. He is just constantly concerned about you and willing to act for you. He's so concerned. Not only that, he is your relative. He agreed to accept a position as your family member. And for that matter, slightly junior family member. Narada Yudhisthira was a few years older than Lord Krishna. So Lord Krishna always treated him as a senior. Just imagine, Lord Krishna walks up to you and offers you his obeisances. This is what was happening with Maharaj Yudhisthira. There's only a few years difference, so they're sort of equals in a certain sense. But actually there was a difference. There was an element of seniority on the part of Maharaj Yudhisthira. So Lord Krishna, he faithfully, steadfastly observed that. And treated him like his worshipable superior. So that's really quite something. So close, he's just like your Atma Haniya. He's just like your Atma. And on top of, and he's your Vidhi Krit. He carries your messages. Of course, to be a messenger, that is a relatively humble type of service. There used to be a tradition that being a messenger was rather a hazardous occupation, because some kings, it was their practice that if the messenger brought a bad message, some sort of negative message, even though the messenger was simply carrying it, but the king would have him decapitated. So Krishna accepted such a humble and hazardous role. And even Prabhupada mentions here how Krishna took a message on behalf of Yudhisthira to Dhritarashtra and Duryodhana, and Duryodhana tried to arrest him. So he did that. And then on top of that, he is Guru Cha. He's also your guru. This, of course, is very, very close relationship. Srila Prabhupada commented on the Guru Vandana song we sing for Guru Puja. Chakradam Dila Jay Janme Janme Prabhu says that he who has opened my eyes is my Prabhu, my master. Janme Janme, birth after him. So Srila Prabhupada, in one lecture, he comments that this can be taken, this can also be expressed. Chakradam Dila Jay Janme Janme Pita say, he who has opened my eyes, birth after birth, he is my father. Yes, he has given me birth in my spiritual life, in my real life. Prior to that, I was effectively the living, some sort of living dead or something. Just simply useless, worthless situation. So he's given me real life. And now I can have my real life, eternal life, with Krishna, where I belong, in the eternal kingdom of God. So he's like my father. Prabhupada explains, in every birth we've had our father and mother. What is the big deal, so to speak? Because everyone thinks it's a very big deal. But what about your parents in your previous life? All of you. How big a deal is that now? My mother, my father, what I wouldn't do for them. How important is that relationship now? In real terms, in practical terms. It's non-existent. It's literally non-existent. Perhaps we've never even thought of that one time in this entire lifetime. It means so little. So next life, the relationship with the parents of this life, next life, what is that relationship going to mean? Why should it mean anything different than what your parents, the relationship with your parents of your previous life, means now? Why should it mean anything different? In other words, it'll mean nothing also. But now, people are thinking, oh, my parents, they're thinking, my child, oh, very important. So in every lifetime, even as a dog, cat, even as some little insect or less, but we've had parents, so many millions of them, they've all come and gone, and what do they mean now? In practical and real terms, absolutely zero. But the spiritual master is the eternal father. And he gives us birth into our eternal life. And then he stays with us as our eternal associate in the company of Krishna. So that's an intimate relationship. That's an important relationship. So, Krishna was so kindly disposed to the Pandavas that he became their guru. Yes, in every sense of the term, he was actually the spiritual master of Arjuna. And guiding and correcting him and being concerned about him and willing to extend himself. Prabhupada explains in one purport towards the end of Bhagavad Gita that when Lord Krishna tells Arjuna that now I've explained everything to you, so now you decide what you're going to do. So Srila Prabhupada explains there that Krishna, having explained, concluded his presentation of Bhagavad Gita, he wanted to see what is Arjuna's realization. Is there a need to address some of these points again to help him further clarify? And Prabhupada says that Krishna, he was willing, if necessary, to repeat the entire Bhagavad Gita right then and there. He was not thinking, now I've done my job, now you're the student, Now, it's up to you. You have to do the rest. Now I'm finished. No. He was ready to go through the entire thing again. So, what a dedicated associate. How kind and how helpful, how committed to his intimate friend. Yes, so this is the situation. So that same supreme Brahman, who some people, they struggle for even many lifetimes to somehow approach, that same supreme Brahman that the greatest of jnanis, greatest of philosophers, most austere of renunciates, that same supreme Brahman, Krishna, he has become the intimate associate of Maharaj Yudhisthira in so many ways, practically every way. He even became the brother-in-law. There was practically nothing that Krishna was not in terms of intimate connection with the Pandavas. So, that same supreme Brahman, Maharaj Yudhisthira is so fortunate to be related with him so intimately in so many ways. So what is the need to feel disappointed that Prahlad Maharaj, he's a real devotee, he really got the mercies, but me, us, look at us, we'll never make it, that sort of idea. So therefore Narada Muni wants Maharaj Yudhisthira to remain enthusiastic. Yes. Krishna is so merciful. What to speak of the people who struggle for many lifetimes to realize the supreme Brahman? What to speak about them getting the mercy of Krishna to have that realization? Even Shishupal, he was just a total nonsense demon. He got Krishna's mercy. This is in fact how the discussion has arisen. Even he got Krishna's mercy by getting that impersonal liberation. He was such a nonsense and such a demon. So what is the question of you not getting the mercy of Krishna? Actually, you have practically got the supreme mercy of Krishna. So be enthusiastic, be encouraged, and carry on in your service and with your relationship with Krishna. Hare Krishna. Any comments or questions? Maharaj, any comments? Enlighten us.
It would be a question. Oftentimes we make a very strong stand against Brahman personalization. We have a real phobia about it. And yet it is, as you have appropriately said, it is Krishna. How is the body supposed to balance this? This backing off from the Brahma Jyoti to kind of accepting it maturely?
Well, this is part of Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva, that on the Bheda level, the different level, which is, you know, the general sort of approach and like way that people relate with and understand, whole conception that people have of that Brahman. So the devotees don't want to become confused. So therefore, you know, there's a little, like, we know there are five types of liberation. And if necessary, or if Krishna wants, if it's favorable for devotional service, they are willing to accept four, but that one, Sayuja Mukti, they won't accept. They just won't accept. So in that context, they are kind of standoffish about the impersonal Brahman. Yeah, and sort of the company that they, you know, if they really start taking an interest in it, the company they may become connected with the impersonalists. Even again, we find in the Ishapanishad, towards the end, the devotee there is appealing to the Supreme Lord, please remove your effulgence so I can see your face behind your effulgence. So, therefore, the devotees, Krishna in fact withdraws his effulgence. Otherwise, Krishna is so effulgent, he's so brilliant because of that effulgence. We all have a little bit of effulgence. No, I mean, little something because of the presence of the soul. Look at Kalyapani Prabhu's head, it's glowing a little. Because of the presence of the soul. But Krishna, as the Supreme Soul, he's so effulgent. But for his devotees, because his devotees want to see him and relate with him, he withdraws that so that they're not really conscious of it, although it's there. It's not that it's not there, it is there. So, therefore, the devotees should understand that this is a lesser and impersonal manifestation of Krishna, so therefore we offer our respect to it. Of course we offer our respect because this is part and parcel of Krishna, or even as was pointed out here, in that very abhayed sense, you can even go so far as to say that it is Krishna. So, but, you know, even Prabhupada one time said that in that abhayed sense, it can also be said that we are God, in a certain sense. But we don't want to really get into that. Still, we offer respect to all living entities as parts and parcels of Krishna, you know, in relationship with Krishna. So, a mature sort of understanding of that impersonal Brahman effulgence is that it's like a lesser manifestation, really a lesser manifestation of Krishna himself, and we offer our respect, but we don't give him all.
It seemed to me that the controversy lies in where the bhaktas say that it starts with the Brahman, it ends with Krishna. They're saying it starts with Krishna and it ends with Brahman.
That's also there. Well, even the Brahman, Jiva Goswami, makes the point that what is the Brahman? He says, it is Krishna, minus his personality and form. That is the Brahman. Yeah. Well, when you see the Brahman, what are you seeing? You're seeing Krishna, but you're not seeing his form or his person. Yes. So we cannot separate it from him, and we don't want to separate it from him. Like the followers of Madhvacharya, they're a little bit more in that mood. That the anything to do with the impersonal feature, they don't really want to hear about it. Yeah. So. Prabhupada Kita.